3, 2, 1.
What will the world look like 10 or 20 years from now? The Wall Street Journal's Future of Everything podcast is here to give you a peek, and we can't wait to show you what's coming. Subscribe now.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, March 23rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The Federal Reserve raised interest rates yesterday for the ninth straight time, and Fed Chairman Jerome Powell indicated higher rates could be with us for quite a while.
For consumers, these increases in rates are not something that is going to go away anytime soon. And so mortgage rates, auto loans, and credit card debt is going to continue to get a little bit more expensive until the Fed feels like they can get inflation under control.
Coming up, we'll talk with the WSJ's Oyin Adedoyin about how you can get your personal finances in order to deal with rising rates. That's after the break.
I'm Danny Lewis.
And I'm Alex Osola. On the Wall Street Journal's Future of Everything podcast, we explore the projects reimagining the world of tomorrow.
Like using sound to rejuvenate coral reefs.
Moving microchips beyond silicon.
Silicon is no longer energy efficient.
And how animals are helping treat human diseases. The future of everything is happening right now.
Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
As many expected, the Federal Reserve raised interest rates by a quarter percentage point yesterday. And while that rate move was among the smaller increases the Fed has approved over the past year, it comes as the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank has sent jitters through the banking sector. So what does it all mean for everyday consumers like you and me? The WSJ Personal Finance team's Oyin Adedoyin has been talking to financial professionals about that, and she joins me now. Hey, Oyin, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Oyin, the Fed raised interest rates by a quarter percentage point yesterday. As simply as you can, what does that actually mean?
So that means that for us, things like mortgages, credit cards, and auto loans are going to be a little bit more expensive. It's the Fed's effort to encourage people to spend less and borrow less. So credit card debt's going to be even more expensive to maintain. But things like savings accounts, high-yield savings accounts, are going to be a little bit more lucrative.
So what does that mean? Higher credit score requirements or more stringent credit checks?
It's hard to say for sure, but that's what I've been hearing from financial analysts. The director of research at Alexandria Capital tells me that things like getting a car loan, a mortgage, or a small business loan are going to be a lot harder for individuals. Goldman Sachs even says that tougher standards will be equivalent to a quarter or half point increase in the Fed's benchmark rate. I also spoke to Timothy Chubb, who's the chief investment officer at Girard, a wealth management firm. And he says that banks are definitely going to be a little bit more conservative when it comes to how much they're lending out and who they're lending to.
All right, so getting a loan could be more of a challenge. So let's talk about how people can get ahead of this. How can they get their personal finances in order to increase their chances of eventually getting a loan?
Financial advisors say that people should think more carefully before taking on new loans and shop around for different rates. People should really focus on paying down any high interest debt that they have, such as credit cards, first. And JR, here's where high interest rates are actually a good thing, because these rates can give savers several ways to earn more money on their cash accounts. Interest rates on certificates of deposit, for example, are the highest they've been in a decade. Americans can now earn over 5% from a variety of banks. I recently wrote about CDs, which typically require a 6 or 12-month time commitment, but cash input has skyrocketed from $36.5 billion in April of last year to $418 billion in January, according to the Fed.
So interest rates actually have a friendly side to them?
Yeah, especially for savers.
All right. Now, you know, a moment ago you mentioned credit card debt. Nobody likes to see a mountain of debt. Sometimes they even have it on multiple cards. And paying it down, that could be kind of an intimidating process.
Yeah, it's a numbers game that can really weigh down people's finances. The average annual percentage rate on new credit card offers this month is 23.65%. That's the highest it's been in decades. The average APR on credit card accounts with balances being carried over from month to month is 20.40%, according to the Federal Reserve. And that's the highest it's been since 1994. And think about this. Someone with $5,000 in debt on a card with a 23.65% APR and a $250 monthly payment will pay about $1,277 in interest, and that'll take 26 months to pay off that balance, according to Discover Credit Card's payment calculator.
That's like money going out the window.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, JR, those with less than stellar credit or shorter credit histories will be affected the most by these tightened lending standards. And so financial analysts recommend really paying down these debts by using larger down payments on any loans when possible to boost your chance of approval.
And Oyin, these percentages, these interest rates are 23%, 20%. This is just vicious for people who are trying to hold on to their money.
Yeah, and you know what? I spoke to Matt Schultz, who is the chief credit analyst at LendingTree, and he basically said that the damage has already been done for those with credit card debt. And regardless of whatever the Fed decides to do next, credit card debt interest is still catching up to the rate increases that we've already seen in the last year. So it's going to get a little bit more expensive in the near future to have debt.
Now, the quarter point rate increase is among the smaller increases the Fed has implemented over the past year. And Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said that the Fed could very likely raise them several more times as the year goes on. So let's talk about what that means for consumers going forward.
So that means that for consumers, these increases in rates are not something that is going to go away anytime soon. And so mortgage rates, auto loans, and credit card debt is going to continue to get a little bit more expensive until the Fed feels like they can get inflation under control.
So what steps can people take to climb out from under what, in many cases, is a mountain of debt?
I mean, financial advisors say it's not going to be easy, but those saddled with high credit card balances should consider a balance transfer or a low-interest personal loan. Also, they recommend that people should try to reduce their credit card debt to below 50% of your available credit. Consider paying your bills on time and cleaning up any issues, if possible, on your credit report. Financial advisors recommend shopping around as well for the best rates and terms and building a relationship with your bank. This also includes making sure you check your credit score as frequently as you can to track your progress. So analysts tell me that for consumers going forward, it's definitely going to be a rocky road in the next few months as the Fed tries to curb inflation. So these things that we've been talking about, mortgage rates, auto loans, credit card debt, are going to continue to get expensive until the Fed feels like they have the economy under control. Given tighter credit and still rising interest rates, analysts warn consumers to play it safe and kind of limit these grand expenses. For example, if you're planning on taking a big vacation in the next couple months, maybe consider something more local. Think carefully before you're taking on any new loans and really focus on paying down high interest debt, such as credit cards, first. At the same time, it also makes sense to take advantage of these increased interest that you can get on savings accounts with better returns, like high-yield savings accounts, certificates of deposits, and treasuries.
Ah, there's that friendly side of the interest rates.
Exactly.
All right. That's the Wall Street Journal Personal Finance Team's Oyin Adedoyin. Oyin, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
Set up your Alexa smart speaker with convenient access to important news using the WSJ headline skill. Discover the top breaking U.S. and world news stories, plus the latest on business, politics, and more with this new series of voice commands from The Wall Street Journal. Hear the day's top headlines and quickly add stories from custom reading lists you can access later. Just say, "Alexa, enable WSJ headlines," to get started.